Hello again, and welcome to the program. We continue today in our study in the book of Colossians. And we see in Colossians 4, verse number 15, that they were in a house. Paul wrote to them, and the church which was in his house, for 200 to 300 years. They didn't have any buildings. They met where they could. 7 or 8 times in the New Testament, it refers to the church which was in somebody's house. Now, they were organized. Let's keep that in mind. They had a pastor. They were organized churches. You don't have a church because you meet in somebody's house and have a prayer meeting, and you may be very sincere. But to have a local church, as described in the New Testament, you need to have an organization. You need to be organized. It needs to have a pastor. And as it grows, even deacons and so on. However, today we're living in an age when it's very difficult to find a church anymore that's standing true. And if you're part of that remnant that really want to do the will of God, well, we're back to where we were 2,000 years ago, where you can meet and praise the Lord. But don't leave a church too quickly. Make sure that God is in it. Make sure that he is in your decision to leave a church. But we're living in those days. Anyway, Paul writes in Colossians 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, or Timothy, our brother. It's interesting that Paul included Timothy in his letter to the Corinthians, his letter to Philemon in Romans. We find in the church there at Philippi, they're here in Colossians, and then 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, Paul introduces these letters, and he mentions that Timothy is with him. Paul's an older man, Timothy's a young man. They traveled together for many years. Paul said he was doing what he did by the will of God. The will of God, very important to Paul the Apostle. He quotes in Acts 13, David served his own generation by the will of God. In Romans, he said that I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God. Romans 8:27, he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 15, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God. He wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians. He said, I'm called an apostle of Jesus Christ. He's in the will of God. This wasn't a career move. This was something God wanted. And again, when he wrote 2 Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:8, he referred to those that gave themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. And then in Galatians 1 and 4, he was delivered from this present evil world according to the will of God. And then Ephesians 1 and 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And in verse 6 of chapter 6, he talked about servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. And then in Colossians 1 and 1, here Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And then in 4:12, he said that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And then in 5 and 18 of 1 Thessalonians, he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. I'm glad he didn't say for everything. He said, in everything give thanks. 2 Timothy 1, verse 1, he's writing to Timothy, his lifelong friend. He doesn't say, hey, good buddy, I'm writing you a note here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Very, very official. Same thing when he wrote the second letter to young Timothy. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Of course, at this time, Timothy was the pastor there at Ephesus, and he gave him 2 books here on how things ought to be done in the local church. Hebrews 10 and verse number 38, he said, ye have need of patience after that ye have done the will of God. That certainly is true. It seems that you do the will of God and then nothing seems to be working the way we want it to. Well, it's not all about us. It's all about the Lord, and all we have to do is glorify him in the situation that we find ourselves in. And in order to do that, we have need of patience after we have done the will of God. And so In Colossians 1:9, in our study here, we see he said, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it," and that is they heard what a great job the Christians were doing there at Colossae, "since we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." We pray for you that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will. You remember when Paul began this book, he wrote to saints and the faithful. Now, the average one who would call themselves saints today, I think they could take this as their life verse in Job 21. It says, "They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways." Now, if they want the knowledge of God's ways, they're going to be into the Word every day, trying to find it, praying to the Lord and asking for wisdom. But the average Christian doesn't do anything like that. Takes his Bible, sticks it under his arm, walks to church, and acts like he's spiritual. Then we have the saints. Those are the ones, or the faithful, I should say. We have the saints, and then the faithful, as it says in verse 1. Those are those who would have the knowledge of his will. And so again, in Colossians 1 and 2, we see Paul wrote to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, "Which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?" Who are they? He said, "When I come, will I find faith on the earth?" So Paul said, "For this cause, since we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you." And he said, "We pray that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will." But not only is he concerned about the knowledge of his will, he's concerned about the walk of the Christian that would be worthy unto the Lord. And so we simply need to make a decision here. It's all a choice. We desire not the knowledge of thy way. Obviously, if we're not looking into the Word of God and letting the Word of God look into us and praying each day and trying to find out, "Lord, what do you want me to do today?" Or we're going to take that path that says, "I want his will and I want to walk worthy." Well, here's a very sobering, serious verse. Deuteronomy 30:19, God said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Want his will? Do we want to walk the way he wants us to walk? The Bible talks about walking in the Spirit, to walk by faith, to walk worthy, to walk in wisdom, to walk so as to please God, to walk in love, or to walk as men. The choice is simply ours. God says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Choose will." God's will. Choose his will, not yours. Okay, that's it for today. Be sure and be with us for our next study.